The Biden corruption story is an Obama corruption story. We were in court earlier this week, federal court. We had a Zoom court hearing with a U.S. District Court judge in the District of Columbia. And I attended as client, as I typically do. And we were represented by Michael Bekesha, one of Judicial Watch's senior attorneys. And it was a case about, and I talked to you about this last week a little bit, about the Freedom of Information Act lawsuit that we had against the FBI over the Hunter Biden gun scandal. And we had begun a series of investigations and lawsuits when we saw in various news media reports that the Secret Service and the FBI went and vacuumed up documents at the gun store that Hunter supposedly purchased his gun from after his gun was thrown in a dumpster and then seemingly disappeared for a time. And it was thrown in the dumpster by his then girlfriend, sister-in-law, the widow of his brother. So it was just completely crazy town. And the government, rather than just giving us records about that the FBI was involved in this, because the Secret Service previously had given us records already about this issue, and the records were cagey about whether they were involved or not. But we did get records. In this case, the FBI is not only refusing to give us any records, at least now, but they don't want to even tell us how many records they have because supposedly that would ruin their law enforcement investigation. So we can't even, you know, negotiate with them, practically speaking, about when the records should be produced to us. You know, the sorts of things you would do typically in a legal battle. But the court wanted to know what the basis was and what the legal basis was and asked the Justice Department to defend their, in my view, unprecedented effort to hold these records from us by telling us that they won't even tell us how many records there are. I mean, just think about this. You're trying to fight with the government over records that would be responsive under the Freedom of Information Act. Well, how can you double check what they're doing if you don't even know how many records are at issue after they do their search? So that's where we stood. And what's interesting is, what's good is that the court, it was a judge, I forget her name, Lord help me, but she was a recent appointee. I think she's a brand new judge appointed by President Biden. You know, but it was a straightforward analysis. She said, you know, analysis, Judicial Watch fairly is asking these questions, and you know, we want to get these records and process along. We've been asking for these records for some time, so it's frustrating to have to litigate even the issue of whether they can tell us how many records they have, but the case is moving along. So we come out of the court, and I think it's the next day or so, we find out why they were potentially so sensitive about this issue. And that was, there was an announcement by the so-called special counsel, Mr. Weiss up in Delaware, and he filed it, I think, in Delaware court, that he would be filing what looks to be a felony gun charge against Hunter by September 29th. Now, what a remarkable turn of events, isn't it? It really confirms that the gun charge that previously they didn't want to charge him at all for, basically just they wanted to keep it off the books, practically speaking. It wasn't even technically part of the plea deal. He wasn't pleading guilty to any gun crimes. It was part of a side deal that was exposed in that infamous, or I should say famous, court hearing that exposed the Justice Department corrupt and unprecedented cover-up to help Hunter Biden get away with a series of tax and it looks like gun crimes. And you may recall those IRS whistleblowers said that it was all rigged and the Justice Department was interfering with and messing with the investigations to help Hunter and protect Joe. And part of that obstruction was the special counsel investigation. Or was the investigation by Weiss, who then wasn't special counsel, but was the Garland Justice Department liked to pretend he was, but he had no powers and his cases were getting, and he allowed them to get, derailed. In fact, there were IRS, there were charges related to taxes that the statute of limitations were allowed to run on, meaning he can't be charged on them in theory. And that was purposely done by the Biden Justice Department. So all of that gets exposed. And so in response, what does Biden do or Garland do? Because Garland is Biden's stand-in in this regard, is that he appoints Weiss as special counsel. And so rather than basically investigate Weiss for this obstruction and the way this case was handled, the Justice Department puts the fox in charge of the hen house, relatively speaking. And so his first move, in my view, was to distract from all of that corruption I'm talking about by targeting Hunter in this gun charge. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Weiss is like, I did the best I could under terrible circumstances, and now that I'm special counsel, I'm going to go to town. And this Hunter case is the first one out of the gate, and it's going to be a broad investigation. We're going to get into all the tax issues and the foreign agent issues and whether or not Hunter and Joe were in some sort of racketeering conspiracy. Maybe that's all in the offing. And this big case, and you know, if you're Hunter, you're facing a felony charge, right? And he's potentially facing significant time in jail if he's convicted. So who knows? Now, I'm skeptical. I think, frankly, if I'm Hunter Biden, I'd say, you know, we had this deal. You weren't willing to even prosecute me or make me plead out to a crime related to this issue. And I think, in theory, the charge would be relate to whether he filled out the federal form related to gun purchasing in a way that was truthful. And so he said, you know, his theory is that this was no big whoop. You didn't care about it initially, and the only reason you're coming after me is politics. I don't know. It's kind of a fair argument in some ways, right? I hate to be on the side of Hunter here, but they that's the problem when the Justice Department plays games. You know, people who benefit from the games, obviously, you know, that's outrageous. But on the other hand, if they can also play games the other way. So it just undermines confidence in the fair administration of justice, no matter where you stand here. And this is why the Justice Department and this whole investigation should be handled by people who don't have an interest because of their prior involvement in the obstruction. And that would include Weiss and Garland. They can't be involved in this, or as best as can be prevented, they should be the target of an investigation in the least. And so any investigation, let's say the charge against Hunter is well-founded and in good faith, well, people are going to question it. Hunter's going to question it. People like me are going to question it. So the Justice Department, as I keep on saying, is in ethical collapse, and every investigation they are involved in is suspicious. So I had a discussion first. I have a clip here of our discussion in the court hearing, my reaction to the court hearing right after we came out of court, and I kind of go after the FBI here, and this is really part of the scandal. Let's go to that.
Hey everyone, Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton here with some news. We were in federal court today against both the FBI and Justice Department who are trying to hide those FBI documents about the Hunter Biden gun scandal. You may recall how Hunter Biden's gun ended up in a dumpster up there in Delaware, I believe. Now, the FBI doesn't even want to tell us how many documents they have about this scandal, about their potential involvement and help covering up the scandal for Hunter Biden. And of course, now they've invoked the sham and compromise special counsel as an excuse to further delay the release of these documents. Well, the court wants more information from the FBI and has demanded a brief explaining why it is they can't tell us even how many documents they have about this Hunter Biden corruption scandal. It takes heavy lifting by Judicial Watch and your support to keep on fighting against this terrible corruption here in Washington, D.C.
You know, I'm glad we played that because it reminded me that they are using a special counsel as an excuse to keep these documents away from us. I guess my thinking was and is, we had asked for these documents a long time ago. I think this request and this lawsuit was, I think, filed in January of this year. We've been investigating this long before then, long before a special counsel was involved. So, you know, what's the law enforcement investigation here? Is it into Hunter? And was this whole gun scandal and the dumping of the gun somehow tied to these upcoming charges? Frankly, it doesn't sound like that's the case. If the investigation is they're investigating the FBI and Secret Service's role in helping cover up the scandal for them, that's another matter. But we have this confirmation that the special counsel has to, quote, review all the documents that Judicial Watch wants. And that's why they want to stall and delay and don't even want to tell us the number of documents that would be available to us or should be are going to be reviewed. You know, that's the first hurdle. How many records did they do the search, right? Let's say they find 1,000 documents. Well, we don't necessarily get all those documents. They, quote, have to process them, which is look at them and either and cut out or black out, redact material, hopefully lawfully, as opposed to unlawfully, which is dishonestly, and then release them. That's the processing. So it shouldn't take forever and a day, and the fact that it is suggests that there's a cover-up going on. Now, you know, I laid out my concerns about the special counsel. What do you think? I run hot and cold, and I think given the corruption at the Justice Department, we should be distrustful. And this was my initial reaction here upstairs on Judicial Watch's, on the roof of Judicial Watch's headquarters.
Hey everyone, Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton here with some breaking news. The so-called special counsel announced that he'd be filing charges against Hunter Biden related to his gun purchasing. This conflicted, compromised, and corrupt special counsel was caught red-handed with an unprecedented sweetheart deal for Hunter that was undone through a federal court proceeding up in Delaware. And now he's trying to distract from the fact he compromised and dropped charges against Hunter Biden that could implicate Joe Biden and countless others. Don't be distracted by this latest move concerning Hunter Biden. We should be investigating and demanding accountability, something Judicial Watch already is doing in federal court, for the Justice Department's corrupt protection of the Biden clan, a protection racket they've been engaging in while at the same time targeting and abusing President Trump and other innocent Americans.
Well, you can see I was in a very skeptical mood when I made that presentation. I'm a little less skeptical today, but I am. The point is that we've got a crisis. We can't trust the special counsel to do anything. There's little doubt that the Garland Justice Department isn't playing games in protecting Joe Biden. And the question is, what is it we do about it? And I highlighted what Judicial Watch tries to do, which is to file lawsuits and a series of Freedom of Information Act requests to get information about the Biden corruption issues, whether it be specific details of what the Bidens were up to and the corruption there. And then secondly, the IRS, FBI, DOJ, State Department, you name it, cover-up of said corruption. Just last week, I highlighted how, or was it 2 weeks ago? Doesn't matter. We just sued the CIA, for instance, for their role in the cover-up of Biden corruption. So we've got not only the underlying corruption that Judicial Watch is investigating, but also the obstruction and the cover-up of that corruption by these deep state agencies. And so I kind of explained the reality of this, I thought, in a pretty good way with our friend Stuart Varney on Fox Business the other day. Let's go to that discussion.
What is the significance of this possible indictment?
Well, it further highlights the corrupted Justice Department handling of the Hunter Biden investigations. The only reason we're here is because the unprecedented non-prosecution of the gun deal was exposed essentially as corrupt, as Lucas described, as a result of a court inquiry here. And, you know, Weiss needs to be investigating, frankly, the FBI and the Secret Service's intervention, reportedly, as Judicial Watch has been trying to do in FOIA litigation. Remember, that gun was dumped into a dumpster by his then-girlfriend and sister-in-law, Haley Biden. And the report is the Secret Service, and Fox News reported this out, and the FBI went and vacuumed up documents way back, you know, 5 years ago. We were just in court yesterday, literally, Stu, in federal court. The FBI is telling the court that they can't even tell us, because it's a secret, how many documents they have about this scandal. And I tell you, Weiss is compromised. He can't be trusted to investigate Hunter. And frankly, you know, Hunter Biden's lawyers, I suspect, are going to say, look, we had a deal, and we're going to hold you to it. And, you know, I think Hunter deserves maybe, ironically, the benefit of the doubt here in terms of the Justice Department trying to protect its rear by targeting him on this gun charge, which is, by the way, substantial, despite what his lawyers say.
True, but it's gun charges, not tax charges. Is that a deliberate strategy to help the Biden campaign stay away from the tax idea?
Well, certainly it's a coincidence. It's certainly a beneficial distraction, in the sense that we know that these prosecutors ditched and allowed to lapse key charges related to his taxes. They seem uninterested in him being a foreign agent, or even Joe Biden being a foreign agent based on the rules. And so the big question is this special counsel going to be diligent in investigating the full panoply of Biden scandals? And there's no reason to think he will be, given his misleading of Congress about what he was supposed to be doing and how the Justice Department interfered with and obstructed this investigation. Not only the Biden should be investigated, but the Justice Department, the FBI, and the IRS, and others who hampered and suppressed evidence and investigations into Biden family corruption.
You know, I kind of laugh looking at that report. It's a good report. You know, when I watch, you know, it's odd, obviously, watching yourself on TV, on a TV show in this case. So now it's like two places, two people removed. But when I look at this material, when I see what Judicial Watch is saying on TV, in this case, me saying it, you know, my view is it's like, I agree with that guy. I agree with that guy. It may sound weird to you, but it's like, yeah, I agree with what he's saying. And those are the big issues. Can we trust this Justice Department, this special counsel, and to fairly administer justice? And that means ensuring that Joe Biden and Hunter Biden aren't above the law, but also that they're not abused as well. And that's the concern here, and that's kind of the irony of this this crazy situation with Joe and Hunter. And, you know, and the thing about this gun charge, which is so outrageous, is they've been sitting on it for 5 years. 5 years. I think this gun issue first erupted in 2018, if I recall. And so there's other information, for instance, this week, and it goes back even further into the Biden administration, into the Obama administration. One thing to remember is that the Biden corruption story is an Obama corruption story, because all the issues we're talking about, the Obama gang, they knew full well what Joe was into, and the problems that Hunter was causing in terms of national security and foreign policy. And there's a new story out of our justthenews.com. I should have printed it out and highlighted some details for you, but you can look it up. Our friend John Solomon, the great journalist, investigative journalist, has a story out. There's a whistleblower with one of the big financial firms that had been asked to work on a Hunter Biden-related bond deal. And they did the analysis, they did their due diligence, and they saw all sorts of indicia of corruption with that deal. And what they did was they created a document and detailed it with the detail of who was involved and the kind of the insider nature of the transaction that was unusual, other efforts to disguise some of the things that were going on, all those sorts of alarm bells that these financial guys who have the government breathing down their, literally looking over their shoulder on, at every transaction and every move they make, you know, they said, well, there's something up here. And they alerted the securities, I think it was the Securities Exchange Commission, the SEC, under Obama. And they did nothing. And so it was just another example of how the Obama administration was involved in protecting and covering up Hunter Biden. And why is it important? People say, well, it's, he's the president, you know, he's not Joe Biden. Why it's important is because the other evidence is Hunter was funding Joe's lifestyle and taking care of Joe directly, complained to a family member as has infamously been highlighted in the laptop about Joe getting 50% of his money. And of course, you have the 10% for the big guy. But on the other hand, also, you know, you can bribe someone by taking care of a family member. So, you know, that's the big question here. Bribery, extortion, other corruption related to the Bidens, not only in the current situation as the president, but when he was vice president under Obama. And this gun charge just highlights the corruption. It's all of a sudden a charge that they wanted to have the court have no role in, they didn't even want him to plead out, is now a felony in federal court. So which is it? And we're going to find out, right? Because now it's presumably going to have to go to trial. So we'll see what happens. So you can trust Judicial Watch, though, to keep on keeping on with our investigation into the handling of this gun charge. We have a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit in federal court already on it. And I suspect we're going to get a feel for when and how many documents we're going to get based on that court hearing we were in last week at the latest in January. I know it seems too far away. I know it's too far away for us, too. But that's the outside timeline in terms of getting this, at least in the, you know, getting it adjudicated in a way that we can figure out what they're hiding from us. So, again, that's why I love Judicial Watch. We come on, and we're not just talking about the news. We're behind the news, doing this heavy lifting to get information and hold the government accountable. And then this is a great opportunity to educate you about what we find and what we're doing. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.